Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of March. A prepper tip of the day. If you're going to be using a chainsaw, I encourage all of you that are be engaging in such activity, be sure you get some training on how to properly and safely use a chainsaw. Get yourself a pair of Kevlar chaps. Seriously, a pair of Kevlar chaps. And be sure you get one of those helmets like the professionals wear, the hard hat helmet with the face shield and the earmuffs, and, of course, leather gloves and leather boots. I've seen accidents. Almost all my neighbors have had some minor, sometimes serious injuries from chainsaws. These chainsaws make some very, very serious injuries in a heartbeat. I mean, it is so quick, it'll make your head spin. So these chainsaws are dangerous. Make sure you follow the instructions I just gave, and you can safely and properly use a chainsaw. We have Patient Wayne in the green room. Once again, for the second hour, we have Firearms Monday. My friend Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, his website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, I was just going to mention before the break, a good example of people being safe with firearms is the country of Switzerland, where there's a sizable percentage of men who have fully automatic, what might be called legally a machine gun, in their homes. A higher percentage of machine guns in private homes than probably any place on the planet, with the exception of Yemen. Yemen has a very high after the United States, the next highest percentage of firearms ownership. And I suspect that a large percentage of those are full automatic Kalashnikovs. I don't know that for a fact, but they're over there. They're very cheap and plentiful. But Switzerland, of course, is a modern country with well-educated, healthy people that are living happy, healthy, productive lives. And men there between 18 and 60, many of them are part of the Home Guard, and they do, in fact, have machine guns in their homes, don't they, Jimmy? Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy, take your phone off mute.
Yes, take my phone off mute. Well, there was my time for this week. Yes, sir, they do have them. And the most important thing about it is they are trained very well on how to use them. So these people that make complaints about the more guns that we have, the higher the crime and everything, you bring up Switzerland and they immediately want to change the subject.
Well, because, of course they do. Of course they do. You know, Switzerland has 8 million people. Now, that's not quite as big as Metro Chicago, which is about 12 million people in Metro Chicago. But the entire country of 8 million people, where there's more machine guns per capita than any Western country I'm aware of, had 46 murders in the most recent year of those numbers, I think, which is 2016. Which is basically 3 weekends in Chicago, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty close to it. Well, in one event last year, that was 1 weekend, I believe.
Right.
If you count it as a 3-day weekend. It's insane. It's insane. And ladies and gentlemen, the strictest gun laws in the nation are in Chicago. And that's one of my, you know, my deals. People start talking about, oh, gun control this, gun control that. And I says, make it work in Chicago. And they're like, what do you mean? And I says, they're already doing what you're wanting to do. Why doesn't it work there?
Right.
And, of course, most of them aren't educated enough to know that they don't know. And they'll call you a liar and everything else. Well, I've actually met into a couple that I ticked off enough that they went and looked it up to prove me wrong and found out I was very right. So.
Right, right.
It's something, ladies and gentlemen, that we just cannot
just
give up
angry.
On.
Then they just got angry.
Yeah.
That's all that's left is anger. Well, there's cities in Texas, and I just spent the weekend in Texas. There's cities in Texas. Some of them have incredibly high percentage of like Plano, Texas, for example, incredibly high percentage of firearms and homes and incredibly low crime rates at the same time. And that's what we see all over the United States is the locations with the highest percentage of ownership of firearms are also the most civilized, the most pleasant, and the safest, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And people say, well, you know, it's got to work. And I'm like, why does it got to work? You cannot regulate morality until you can find a way to force those that don't want to comply to comply. You're not going to make any headway at all whatsoever in any way, shape, or form. And they still don't understand it. It's just amazing to me. So.
Well, I came to a conclusion many years ago that the anti-gun people have some kind of psychosis. Now, Colonel Jeff Cooper, one of my heroes, he coined a word for it called the fear of firearms, hoplophobia, that somebody who's fearful of firearms is a hoplophobe. And it's all emotional. The fear of firearms is all emotional with no logic to back it up. I recall one of my pistol students in my concealed carry class, the wife of a chief of police, her husband, the chief of police, would come home. He would take off his service pistol and put it on the kitchen counter. And she was fearful of even touching it to move it to the side. That's how fearful she was. So when I found that out, I handed her a .38 snub nose, and I said, every hour on the hour, it was an 8-hour class, you will, and I had snap caps. These are practice rounds that are no more harmful than a number 2 lead pencil. She would take a snap cap, 5 snap caps, and load the .38, then unload it, then load it again, and stick it in her jeans pocket until the beginning of the next hour, when she would repeat the exercise. And she did that every hour on the hour for 8 hours. And by the third or fourth hour, Jimmy, she was actually getting to where she was somewhat comfortable touching the firearm, working the mechanism, loading it and unloading it. And her husband came in, the chief of police, a friend of mine. He came in about the third or fourth hour himself just to sit in the class and help me with what I was doing. And he was just smiling from ear to ear. Because I was doing what he couldn't, you know, since I'm not the husband, and she was paying to be in this class and wanted the instruction. She had to follow my instruction. She had no choice. So he was just happy and pleased as could be that his wife was actually getting this training and getting over her fear of firearms.
Very good. Very good. Well, it just it goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, that it takes an outside source a lot of times to get through whatever hurdle it is that is slowing down our loved ones on this. You get the situation down to where they're comfortable with it, and you do it in such a manner that you're still trusted as a professional and everything, but also you're showing compassion in a way of a because of a person's concern. And it's very interesting when it all comes together like that. It really is.
It is. Jimmy, so, we got a caller on hold here. Let's get to our caller. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I'd like to, concerning guns, first I'd like to bring some to your attention, John, that I just found out recently. Considering the world powers and all the advancements in technology and the recent budget that we got where the military got a whole bunch of money, I'd just like to point out a big gun that that the Russians have recently made is called the T-14 Armata tank. Very interesting. You ought to look that up. I think it's superior to the Abrams M1 from what I'm reading. And are you ready for this? This thing is all kinds of superior. It's an unmanned turret. It has all kinds of superior counter weapons, countermeasures. It's got the biggest gun on the turret of any tank in the world, and it's the only unmanned turret of any tank that's ever been made. And if the engine goes down in the field, which is a huge diesel engine, they can swap it out in 30 minutes. Pretty interesting there. So anyway, that's a T-14 Armata. So back home to the military-industrial complex, which people say that's huge. Well, there's a complex that's even huger than the military-industrial complex, and it's called the pharmaceutical industry. Now, the threat to you and I and we the people is the pharmaceutical industry. Now, last night I watched a video about, and this was through G. Edward Griffin, which you guys have heard of G. Edward Griffin. He's the leading edge.
I've interviewed him on this show. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know Mr.
Okay.
Griffin.
Well, I'd encourage you to contact him. His website is needtoknow.com for your listening audience. And also, he's started the Red Pill University recently, so he can bring people up to speed quickly about all these threats that we're encountering. Now, last night, he had a presentation about SSRIs and how they are affecting primarily the children. And he had a couple of experts on with him, a couple of females. And one of them, at the very end of the show, revealed, are you ready for this? You got to be sitting down for this. The CIA liked the idea of LSD because they wanted to use it for mind control. So they were able to find a group over in Europe to grow the stuff out of some kind of mold or however they grow it, make it. And they brought a bunch of it back to the United States, and they were going to try to get it in the marketplace. But somehow that got thwarted, I think, by Congress or somebody that said made it illegal or whatever. So in the course of that, them attempting to do that, they were one of the higher CIA persons representatives or whatever spokesman was asked by a reporter, well, what are you going to do that you can't use the LSD? And I'm paraphrasing here. And the response was, well, we don't have a problem. We'll just go to the pharmaceutical industry. Where did they go? Eli Lilly. What drug did they make? Prozac. That was the first, one of the first, if not the first psychotropic drug, and it was created by Eli Lilly. Who was on the board, and this is in the early 90s, from what I understand, who was on the board of Eli Lilly? Do you know, John?
Offhand, I don't know.
George H.W. Bush. Who was the first director of what? The CIA.
Well, he was not the first director. That was a former Navy admiral. In fact, he was a St. Louis and who was the first director of the CIA. But George Bush was director of the CIA at one time, yes.
At one time. Early on in the early formation of the CIA, right?
It had been around about, when he took over, it was about 10, 12 years old, yeah.
Okay. And before that, it was the OSS, which was formulated by Dulles, right?
Right.
So anyway, my point here is, and by the way, and I knew this years ago, Rumsfeld was on the board of Cyril, which made what? Which made aspartame. And by the way, aspartame is also an SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And these are dangerous drugs. My point here being, who's pushing psychotropic drugs? It's called the CIA. Okay? So this is an effort to destroy individuals, to destroy families. This is a threat. This is a big threat. This is a bigger threat than nuclear war. It's because it hits us at home, and it's the thing is with all these, so the thing, what they're moving toward is, like with this Baker Act down in Florida, from what I gather, is that they, by mere suspicion, somebody could drop a dime and call and say, well, I think such and such, I think John Moore is acting out of line, and he's acting strange or crazy. And they might come and visit you and say, well, we gotta detain you because we've got a call. Well, who called? Well, it's an anonymous call. Well, who is it? Well, we can't tell you. But we have to detain you for 72 hours. And it might end up where we have to take your, well, we're going to take your guns too. So that's dangerous. We're in dangerous territory with this. Cause isn't this what the Stasi did? This is what Stalin did, right? Made, you know, define people as crazy and send them off to Siberia. See? So, anyway, so I say that we need to wake up to the pharmaceutical industry. When these things happen, and by the way, many of these occurrences were young people or anybody who's shooting up, they've been on these psychotropic drugs. But we don't hear any mention of who's responsible for having prescribed these drugs, nor do we hear any mention of Big Pharma behind who's pushing the drugs. And my take on it, John, is psychiatrists are nothing but front men for the pharmaceutical industry. And they are in the VA, and they are front men for the pharmaceutical industry. And they are attacking our fellow veterans. And I brought this to your attention before, and I'm going to keep beating the drum. And by the way, there's a veteran service officer representative in Philadelphia. He's part of the city council. And I've already brought this to his attention. And so we're going to endeavor to put this on the public record at a city council meeting. About how this may be affecting our veterans with the psychiatry departments, the mental health clinics prescribing drugs without pre-testing, which they should be doing to make sure that they don't give these drugs are already dangerous anyway. But if you put them in the wrong bodies, they're absolutely dangerous.
Right,
they're dangerous
right.
to
Mark,
the person.
Mark, I need to interrupt you.
Okay.
I know you're very passionate about this. You're confusing the training of these medical doctors who are trained and believe in their hearts that they're doing the right thing for the right reasons. They have no evil intent. They think they're doing the right thing for the right reasons. And Mark, we do thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of March. This is Firearms Monday. We talk about anything and everything to do with firearms, ammunition, optics, firearms legislation to gun culture. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, at website deserteagleshooters.com. If you got a question or comment about firearms, firearms-related matters, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jimmy, this is radio. I met hundreds of new people over the weekend. I was the keynote speaker at the Hear the Watchman conference. We've got many, many new listeners today, many of whom own firearms or would like to own firearms, and they never heard of an OOPS kit. What is an OOPS kit, and why should people have one, Jimmy?
Well, your OOPS kit is your basic common items. It really normally consists of only about, on the light end, about 2 items, and on the long end, maybe 8 or 9. But what it is the common springs, pins or screws that can become either lost or damaged when you're tearing down your gun to clean it. And they're also considered wear items, like some of the larger kits and everything will have like a firing pin or a firing pin spring, things like that, that when you're cleaning your gun, maybe you're out in the field on a hunting trip or something like that, and you're breaking camp for the night, and everyone's sitting around and, you know, talking about the birds that you shot or whatever, and you're cleaning your gun by the fire, sitting there at the table, and never do we ever find level ground for a table in a camp, excuse me, and that little, excuse me again, I've got hiccups, that one little spring or screw rolls off into the dirt. And, you know, as we've all come to learn over time, that there are these little gremlins that are hiding down there, and just before the spring hits the dirt, they grab it and run off with it. Your OOPS kit, if you had one in stock, or had one, you know, in your gear, you could go and get another spring out of it, or screw, or whatever it was that you lost, and put it in, and then have your firearm back up and running and ready to go for the next day. It's on the AR-15 platform, they start off running around $20, $25 and go up from there. We take the basic model and add to it as the customer sees fit. And shotguns, rifles, if they'll email me at jimi@hdc-nm.com, or they can text me at 575-513-2842. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll give all that again before the show's over. Tell me what model they've got and what they need, and we can put together a kit for them. We do these, you know, for our customers and their specialty kits, rather than, you know, John Moore having to settle for one that they say will fit his Remington 1100. We go through and make sure that all the proper springs and pins and everything are there, that it does fit the 1100.
Right.
So,
and here's why these kits are put together. Each spring or extractor or firing pin is in its own separate bag with the part number marked on it, and then all those small bags are placed in one large bag and kept segregated specifically for that firearm, right?
Yes, sir. And most of them, 90% of the time, that little Ziploc baggie, you let the air out of them real well and fold it up, and it will fit in the stock. It will fit in the grip, wherever, but you can keep it right there on the gun. One of the big reasons why in the AR bills and everything, I'm still a big fan of the A1, A2 stocks, is because they've got the cleaning kit storage hole in the buttstock. And in mine, I keep the breakdown cleaning rod and a couple of jags and the OOPS kit and a few other small things in there. And the most important thing of it, ladies and gentlemen, is if you do that, make sure that it doesn't rattle and make a lot of noise. Little bubble wrap around it, you know, part of a shop rag stuffed in there is always a good choice, because once you're done, you've got something you can wipe up a little bit of oil or whatever else that's on the gun or on your hands.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. For you new listeners, there's a lot there. You could spend a lot of time at my website finding things that will inform you, educate you, entertain you, possibly make you have a chuckle here and there, and possibly make you angry. There's a lot there. There's a free download under the section of free downloads there on the right side. It's a book. The copyright's long expired, published in the mid-1960s, titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that will help you get the information you need to achieve any goal that you need to achieve. It could be a health-related goal, career-related, education, personal relationship, health, whatever it might be. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a free download. You can buy new copies off Amazon, by the way, for about $4 or so, delivered to your door. Great book. I read it at least once a year. Of course, also at my website, you'll find the Energy Cleaner for sale. This is my home business. The testimonials from people we know, like Steve Whitman. I'll be talking to Steve this week, see if he's got his new book ready to talk about. Steve Whitman's testimony about the Energy Cleaner, how it saved his life, literally saved his life. And It's a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Yes, I do take PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. You need to send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, and get them shipped to you by priority mail. I have a toll-free order line to order the energy cleaner 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. So again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments about firearms here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com, where you can get yourself an oops kit. I would start out with that main battle rifle, wouldn't you, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, I know that there are several of us out there that have more than one rifle. And my dad always used to tell me, beware of the man that owns only one rifle, because he probably knows how to shoot it. And yes, we've got all the different handguns. Yes, we have different toys and things that we all use and play with and are proud of and show off and everything else. But if one of your primary concerns for owning a firearm is home and family protection, then the only thing that John and I can recommend is you take the one that fits you the best and that you shoot the best, and you practice, you dedicate time to that one rifle. If it's AR-15, great. If it's a Marlin 30-30 lever-action gun, great. Don't care what it is. If it is your go-to gun right now for hunting or whatever, then focus on that one rifle and make it your battle rifle. And that one, you outfit it the way that you need to outfit it. You have the extra oops kit for it first. And if you have a scope on it, you have extra screws for the scope, for the base, whatever. And you practice with that. Now, on the ammunition side, if you don't reload, go down to your local supply store and look at their offerings and ammunition for it. Excuse me, need a little bit of coffee there. And maybe talk to some of your friends or neighbors that have the same type of rifle, find out what they shoot and have had good luck with. But one thing that John and I always stress is every rifle and handgun, there will be a particular brand of factory ammunition that it likes better than anything else.
Especially semi-automatics.
And you go down...
Especially
semi-automatics.
Yes.
But you pick out one box of each type that they have and clean the gun very, very well, go to the range, and experiment with 5 rounds of this box, and then clean the gun, 5 rounds of this box. What you're doing is you're looking for the ammunition from the factory that fires the best. It gives you the best accuracy and the fewer problems in feeding or extraction. And once you find that one, and John and I have both seen on occasions, your gun will be going along there, and at 100 yards, you'll be shooting an inch and a half group with no matter what you're putting into it, and you're happy with that. And then all of a sudden, you take this last box and clean the gun and load it up with that, and this five-shot group, they're all touching. All the bullets are touching each other, so you've got this real tiny little group. And that is the box that you go back down and you buy, preferably, if you can, a case with the same lot number on it of ammunition, or buy as many rounds boxes that you can of that one. Look at each one and make sure it's got the same lot number stamped on it. And then that way you will know from that point on that if you grab that rifle and you know you've got that ammunition for it, that it's going to hit exactly the way you think it should hit, where it should hit, and how it should hit. 22s are the greatest challenge on this because there are just bukus of ammunition out there and different packaging in the ammunition. You've got loose pack bulk. You've got bulk in individual boxes, 50 rounds or 100 round boxes. Which one of it, John, is the failure rate on it is higher? I want to say failure.
Remington. Remington bulk pack.
That's the green box, ladies and gentlemen. And
right.
You'll look at it, and I think it's either, they've got a new one out now, I think it's 770 rounds or 540 rounds. It's real weird numbering on it, I don't know why. But those particular rounds have a higher failure rate, meaning that they do not go off.
They won't cycle. They won't cycle. They won't shoot. They take a full hit from the firing pin, and it's a big zero. My follow up on what you said there, Jimmy. I have several Ruger Mark IIs that a couple I use for training my students, and one for my personal use. One for my personal use, it has a 6-inch bull barrel, stainless steel. Been pretty heavily modified in several different areas, but I tested probably 10 different types of 22 ammunition, and I found two or three that cycled perfectly all the time. So I typed up a tag. I used with my computer, I think 6-point font, which is pretty small but big enough to read it, and then I made a laminated tag that fits on the back strap of the grip, so that I always know which ammunition is going to cycle through that pistol. And you're right, Jimmy. These 22s, the semi-automatic 22s, with some exceptions, the Ruger 10/22 is one of the exceptions. But in general, what I tell people, my students, all semi-automatic rifles and pistols are ammunition sensitive all the time. That's kind of a rule of thumb that is pretty, it's ubiquitous and on one hand, but it's pretty accurate on the other, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and the Mark II, of course, that's a passion of my own. There was a safety note out, and still is out. I found out, John, at the weekend at the gun show this weekend, the new Ruger Mark IV has still got some out there, ladies and gentlemen, that they've got a problem with. So if for Christmas or something like that, you got one of the Mark IV target pistols from Ruger, talk to your local gun shop and find out if your serial number falls in the serial number range of needing this repair. Next week, when we get on the air and everything, I'm working on, now I wanted to do this a few weeks back, but with some of the things that we've gone through and upsets in my schedule and a few other things. We're going to talk about data cards and building data on your rifles and stuff and how to use it. And that little data sheet that you're talking about on the back of the pistol, I've seen them, ladies and gentlemen. People will put them on the scope. They will affix it to the front end of the stock. To the rear of the stock. What John's talking about is a very small data card that's there not for John's benefit at all. In fact, John doesn't need the card. But if Miss Moore or one of his sons or one of his good friends picks up that pistol and needs to use it and John's already told him, you can go use that gun. They're going to see the tag because it's out of place. It's not what you would normally see on a gun. They're going to look at it, and John's going to have written on there, this particular pistol likes the 60-grain Aguila ammunition, and he might even put in there ammo locker, top shelf, far right side, you know, where he keeps that ammunition. That is so that someone other than John can grab the proper ammunition and shoot that gun, maybe not as well as John, but with the same confidence of a hit that John has with that gun and that ammo combination. And I highly recommend that. We've talked, for our new listeners and everything, when we've talked training and techniques and things, John and I have consistently discussed, if your wife has a Taurus P85 38 Special revolver, and you carry a Glock 17 or 19 or whatever, that you go to the range one day and all you do is focus on shooting her handgun, and when you have problems with accuracy or loading it or what ammunition it likes and everything, ask her. Don't ask the guy next to you. It's her gun. Ask her. Her, on the other hand, is going to be shooting your Glock. And if she is having difficulty with that Glock, she is going to come to you, of course, because she's our bride. The guys, we tend to ask the guy next to us instead of the lady that owns the gun that can also hit us with the frying pan. So you go down there and you work as a team shooting each other's guns. Why? Because say you are coming out of the mall into the parking lot one night and some bad guys decide that you're their next victim and they pull a knife or a gun and are going to rob you, and your wife is kind of behind you, your hands are up, and her, let's say she carries her gun off body in her purse, but she's standing right behind you and your handgun is right under your jacket. Your wife can reach up there and pull the handgun and defend both of you, and she doesn't have to ask questions or anything because she's already familiar with your gun. And if that same situation happens and let's say for some reason your gun is still in the car, but she's got hers, and she's nervous, you can still take the handgun and function it. So, ladies and gentlemen, think about this next time you go to the range. And it gives, also, it allows for the family to bond. Oh, well, here I go, the touchy-feely language. Bonding moments between the husbands and wives, because you're asking each other in a very professional teaching manner about their gun and how it operates. And a lot of us guys do not give our wives the respect they deserve and so much needed nowadays when we ask for their help on something they own and we're supposed to be the expert on. It'll do wonders for your relationship, ladies and gentlemen. And this also includes your kids. If you've got 14, 15, 17-year-old son or daughter that have their own handgun that go shooting with you guys on a semi-regular basis, get a family event. Go out, spend time at the range. Again, shooting everyone else's handguns or rifles than yours, and learn.
No substitute for learning and training, is there, Jimmy?
Oh, no, 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 no. I tell folks that the day that I get up and haven't learned anything, by the end of the day, that's the day they planted me. Gun shows, I always learn something new. Back to what I was talking to at the beginning of the show, the guy that shoots up at Whittington Center a lot. I built several 6.5 Creedmoors for people, and that's a gun that he is just starting to work with now. He had one built earlier this year or last year, and he's finally getting around now to developing loads and working with it. And one of our big discussions that we had was discussing powder and temperature-sensitive powder. But it was neat because I was explaining to him, well, yeah, we built several of them, and got to talking about what I did on the platform, the twist rate, and so on and so forth, versus barrel lengths. It's just one of these guy things that we get into, ladies and gentlemen. And he gave me a couple of things to look at and think about
after
the break.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of March, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with DesertEagleShooters.com. Well, Jimmy, we covered a lot of territory here, as we typically do on Mondays, and got the word out to people. I want to encourage everybody there to develop a relationship with a local gunsmith, a certified gunsmith, not just some good old boy that works at his kitchen table and means well, but doesn't have the training or the tools to safely, properly work on firearms, but a certified gunsmith who really did graduate from a gunsmithing school, right, Jimmy? Hello, Jimmy.
Okay. Yes, the mute is off now, John.
Okay.
Twice in one day. All right. Yes, sir. The certified gun, gunsmithing deals, there's a couple of good schools still out there. One of them is the Sonoran Desert school out in Arizona. And ladies and gentlemen, the number of qualified gunsmiths is dwindling. Fewer and fewer are seat of the pants kind of guys. We've got one here not too far from us that the guy is just scary the way he works on things. And I've heard some of his conversations on someone's, you know, gun or whatever that he's doing something to, and I just cringe. Feel them out. Talk to your friends and neighbors, see if there's someone they recommend. Now, there are those that may still work out of their house, but it's because they're an older gunsmith or they're semi-retired and do an occasional job. Sitting down and talking to them, you can normally figure out if, you know, what they're saying, if they're the kind of person that you want to have work on your gun. But pick them just like you would a doctor, and train as often as you can. Dry fire practices, we'll talk about that some next week. And for all of our new listeners and everything that John picked up, we welcome you. We hopefully you'll return very often and pick up John's show. He's got an excellent lineup all through the week, so every morning is a different subject and different guests, and it's just an education. You're starting school again. And, John, do you know if they are going to have DVDs available from that conference?
I'm not positive. I would go to their, the banner's still up. We'll be taking the banner down, but the Watchman, website, and, they had professional videographers there, so I would expect there would be.
Hopefully they will, because Henry Gruber, I've always loved listening to the things that he's got to say.
He's a hoot. He really is, yeah. Jimmy, we're out of time.
Yep.
Look forward to
and I want to, of course, time. Have yours.
Okay.
See you then, sir. Good evening, everyone.
Okay.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, energy, cleaner, essential oils. Now can your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is